This is your NPR News Station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The Freedom Riders were civil rights activists, both black and white, who challenged segregation by riding buses together across the South. In 1961, near Anniston, a mob slashed a bus's tires, set it on fire, and beat some of the passengers. Freedom Rider Hank Thomas was one of them. He recalls what that day was like, and a warning, Thomas uses a derogatory term for African Americans that was common at the time.
We saw this big crowd at the bus station yelling and screaming as the bus pulled in, and they began to break the windows out. The bus driver at least closed the door and locked it from the inside so no one could get on from the outside. I don't know how long that bus was there, but at each one of these stops, a black person and a white Freedom Rider was supposed to get out and go into, in the case of the white Freedom Rider, go into the black section, and it was my time to get off and go into the white section. Being the practical man I was at age 19, and I'm seeing this crowd yelling and screaming and beating on the bus and rocking the bus, my seatmate at that time was the late Ed Blankenheim. He said, "Hank, it's time for us to go and make our report." I said, "Ed, take it from me. This place is segregated." And he said, "Well, we got to go find out anyway, Ed." Ed was a crazy idealist. I said, "Ed, let's just say this place is segregated." Well, we weren't able to get off the bus, and shortly thereafter, as the bus pulled out, I remember three pickup trucks being in front of the bus, and each one of them prevented the bus from going any faster than maybe 10, 15 miles an hour. Until it got maybe a couple of miles outside of Anniston, when the cut bus tires went absolutely flat. The crowd continued beating on the bus, and a lot of them had just come from church, I learned later on, and they'd brought some of their children with them. And the purpose was to see the Freedom Riders get what was coming to them. In a few minutes, I think all of the windows had been broken out. And each time they break out a window, you'd move and, you know, from the shattered glass. And pretty soon, a firebomb was thrown through the back of one of the broken out windows. And within a few seconds, there was a fire. And now the bus is filling completely with smoke. I knew if I got off that bus, that mob outside would kill me. If I stayed on the bus, the flames would kill me. I erroneously thought that if I breathed in that smoke would put me to sleep, and that's the way I was going to die. So for all practical purposes, at age 19, I had decided to commit suicide. Well, within a few seconds after you get that smoke in your lungs, whatever thoughts you may have had vanished because you needed to get out and get some air. Well, when I got up and I started moving, running toward the front, I heard them outside say, "Them niggas are trying to get out, let's burn them alive." And when I got to the front door, there were either two or three men holding the door. And again, the cry went up, "Let's burn them alive." The thing that saved us, the flames reached the fuel tank, which is located in the back of the bus. And those flames caused the fuel tank to explode and blow out the back of the bus. And everybody outside scattered because they thought the whole bus was going to blow up. And when they ran or moved away, that's the way we were able to get out of the bus. It wasn't finished with them yet. When they saw that the bus wasn't going to blow up completely, as we tried to move away from the heat, they would come toward us. We were all suffering with smoke inhalation. And as we were all sprawled on the ground, young white girl, Janie Forsythe, 12 years old at the time, ran in and out of her house bringing us water. That little 12-year-old girl taught them the meaning of Christianity. The crowd wasn't through with us yet. I got hit by somebody with a baseball bat. Police were there, but they did absolutely nothing until I kind of forced their hand. Three guys came toward me, and I looked at the police officer. I ran and grabbed him as a shield, and I realized immediately that was almost a fatal mistake. You're a black man. You do not grab a white police officer. He pulled his pistol, and I thought he was about to shoot me. And he fired his pistol in the air, and he said to the crowd, "That's enough. You've had your fun." Of course, I was glad to get out of there and get out of there alive, but I began to understand the small part that I had to pay in making this country what it is today. We have made tremendous progress. We knocked down, changed the laws of segregation. We have changed the character of this country, and I am so glad to have been a part of that army that won that battle.
That's freedom writer Hank Thomas recalling the day in 1961 when a mob firebombed a bus outside Anniston. At our website, you can hear more from Thomas, including how he avoided a lynching a few days earlier in South Carolina. That's at WBHM.org.